Gentlemen, this broadcast comes to you from the world-famous ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu, and we present for your enjoyment at this time the Royal Hawaiian Orchestra, under the direction of Keamoku Lewis. Real Hawaiian music, played as only native Hawaiians can play. What a distinguished party this, and so different. Everyone wears a flower lei, old Hawaiian custom. Young girls, matrons, men, too. Why, here's a tall, white-haired man, and his flower lei is yellow hibiscus. And is he having a good time? Listen to this Hawaiian music, a Hawaiian foxtrot, Maui no Ka'oi. Perfect Hawaiian night. The moon in Hawaii has a crystal white look, and tonight it's shining down through the palm trees in the garden of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in all its glory. Couples saunter out through the wide verandas, lanai as we call them here in Hawaii, to sit out a dance in the tropic night, sweet and heavy as incense. The feature on tonight's program is Sweet Lei Lehua, a typical Hawaiian love song sung by the Royal Hawaiian Quartet with the solo by Keamoku Lewis himself. It tells of a Hawaiian lover singing to his sweetheart who wears a wreath of bright scarlet lehua blossoms. No matter where you may be in the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, in the beautiful lounge, the lobby shops, the music lures you to the ballroom. This Hawaiian foxtrot has a touch of Spanish. Adios, que aloha. Adieu, my love. Thank you. Tomoku and his Royal Hawaiian Orchestra certainly helped to make the night a time of enchantment. And it's as much fun to watch them as it is to hear them. They make music as easily as they breathe, these Hawaiians. Their history is preserved in music, old chants or meles handed down from father to son. This foxtrot, Tome Tome, is taken from an old Hawaiian chant. I caught sight of someone among the dancers a minute ago. Don't see her now. It's hard to keep track of her. Ruth Roland. She's very busy here at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, resting from a successful personal appearance tour. Not only in this country, but in England, too. Remember Ruth Roland in the Red Circle and Ruth of the Rockies? She was formerly known as Queen of the Serials. And very soon now, she's going to make a new picture. She's married, you know, to Ben Bard. Ah, but he was splendid in Seventh Heaven. And he's just finished making Three on a Honeymoon. I think I heard a boy paging Ruth Roland. Let's follow him and see what she's up to.
Miss Roland, long distance is ready with the call that you put in for Hollywood.
Oh, thank you. Oh, boys, get everything ready. I'll be with you in a moment.
Okay, Ruth.
Hello? Hello?
Ready, Mr. Hollywood, Miss Roland.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello?
Hello, dear. This is your husband. You remember me?
Hello, Ben.
Hello, darling. Gee, it sounds good to hear your voice.
Oh, it sounds good to hear yours. You get my wire?
Yes, and your wire stated you were going to remain in Honolulu indefinitely. Why don't you come on home?
Oh, but dear, I've only been here 2 weeks. Oh, no, I'm having such a good time. Wouldn't be a bad idea for you to come over.
Oh, now, dear, I can't. I'm working, and after all, I've got to look out for a lot of things over here.
Oh, well, I don't care. If you loved me, you'd come right over.
Now, don't try to coax me. Remember, this is long distance, and it will cost you a lot of money for coaxing.
But, darling, you have no idea how much good it would do if you'd come over here. Oh, I'm having a marvelous time. You want to know something?
Yeah, I want to know everything.
Well, I'm a regular expert on riding surfboards and the outrigger canoe. Why, would you believe it? Only today I beat one of the best surf riders here in Honolulu.
Oh, so you're playing around with surf riders. Can't you find anything better to do?
Why, Ben Bard, I'm ashamed of you. And after all, I have to have some fun, and besides, I...
Never mind the besides. Remember, this is long distance. It's expensive.
Well, I'm not worrying about expenses. I'm enjoying these sports.
Well, listen, dear, I'm as good a sport as anybody. Now, come on, get serious. This call will cost you a fortune.
Don't worry me about that, dear. Oh, darling, I wish you'd come over. You know, as long as I've been in Hawaii, I haven't been able to do or see half of the things I want to see. And the Royal Hawaiian Hotel people have been so lovely to me. Why, there's nothing I want that I can't have. And the luaus are simply grand.
The what?
The luaus. Hawaiian feast.
Oh, sweetheart, please forget about luaus and feasts. Come on, darling. Say goodbye before this call breaks you.
Oh, don't worry me about that.
Come on, Ruth. We're all ready for you.
Okay, be with you in just a minute.
Wait a minute. Dear.
Yes?
Who is that calling you, Ruth?
Oh, the boys. You know, the surf riders. We're going riding out in King's Surf.
At 12 o'clock at night?
Oh, but dear, it's only 10 o'clock here. And it's a glorious moonlight night.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
Oh, well, darling, if you don't want me to go, I won't go.
Oh, I don't mind your going, but don't you think you ought to wait until I come over? I'll be over on the next boat.
Oh, gosh, that's exactly what I wanted you to say. That's great. And, oh, dear.
What?
Don't worry about what this call is costing me.
Why not?
I've reversed the charges. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You should see the different shades of tan in this crowd. Sunny days on the beach at Waikiki, right at the door of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Then on nights like this, dance. Dance to the strains of Hilo. Gentlemen, you have been listening to Keamoku Lewis and his Royal Hawaiians. This program has come to you from the ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu. Your announcer, Charles Frederick Lindsley. Aloha.